The divisions plaguing Egypt often are portrayed as a struggle between those for and against ousted President Mohamed Morsi. But for those on Mr. Morsi's side, there appears to be a far more sinister player on the scene, moving against whatever progress Egypt has seen since the 2011 uprising.
As soon as the revolution of 25th of January started, there are a conspiracy against this revolution. There are a deep state, there are corruptions, there are counter-revolution started also.
Mohamed Soudan of the Muslim Brotherhood's political wing says this deep state aims to revive everything the protesters on Tahrir Square 2 years ago tried to sweep away.
Now the police state is coming back, the army state is coming back, the conspiracy for the former regime, Mubarak regime, is coming back, very, very strong. They try to get back this era of dictatorship.
To him, the rebel campaign that nominally led a populist drive against Mr. Morsi was simply cover for the entrenched interests of the Egypt of former President Hosni Mubarak. The deep state, a concept rooted in the old Ottoman Empire, pits conservatives against those who would bring change. Even some opposed to both the Mubarak and the Morsi governments see a deep state triumphant. But like publisher Hisham Qassam, they put the blame on Mr. Morsi himself.
He fell out with basically the judiciary, the media, the foreign office, the police force, the military, the Al-Azhar Mosque, and the church. And they resisted. You cannot subdue these pillars of the state.
The Brotherhood says it tried to end Egypt's long-time dynamic, pitting Islamists against deep state opponents. But Sudan says entrenched interests work furiously to turn ordinary Egyptians against them, with problems that largely disappeared when Armed Forces Chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi came on the scene.
They work together for escalate the anger of the Egyptian people with the fabricated crisis, lack of electricity, lack of water, lack of fuel, lack of diesel and gasoline, and then the people feel that they get anger. And starting from July 1st, all this fabricated crisis cut it. It looks like a magic stick in Sisi's arm.
But such complaints bring little sympathy from others who argue a competent government should be up to such challenges. For them, the concept of a deep state and entrenched institutions are not necessarily negative.
In Qatar, the foreign ministry is Sheikh Hamad's aeroplane. Okay? Here is an institution with diplomats, seasoned diplomats, with a heritage.
The downside was the repression, the heavy hand that the revolutionaries of 2011 wanted gone. The killing of Morsi supporters Saturday in Cairo was a stark reminder to many that the darker aspects of the deep state are still strong. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.